private show. It's the after party.
It's the Sugar Bear in the Morning After Show podcast.
Talking dirty to you, number four. Number four. And now I'm online looking for some titties and a Jew.
Top three singing groups of all time. Go.
Top three singing groups of all time. SWV, The Ronettes, and Pretty Ricky. Three. No, it's four. It's four. We already started, by the way. While you was getting your cover.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, while you was getting your condom.
I can't make eye contact with him when he's putting that shit on.
Can you stop jerking the mic off?
He's putting it on like a condom. It's like weird.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, what's
up? You gotta cover the whole thing, don't you?
You gotta do that. It's the after show, episode
actually
four.
It reminds me of... Never mind.
Okay, yeah. Tangent. Episode, what is it? What are we doing? Episode four. Y'all talked already? Y'all started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about
sex, baby.
No.
Let's talk about you. The reason why that's in my head is we had a really good looking comedian come in named Pretty
Ricky
this morning.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. If you like comedians, shout out Face on Love, That Part Comedy Tour. Seems like it'll be good. You know what's crazy? And I was hoping that he was gonna be here today. Faison looks like my brother who's passed away.
Really?
Like, it's scary. Now, over the years, it's kind of when he has facial hair now, Faison Love. But when I'm going to try and find a picture while we're talking here.
Faison Love has a twin brother, right?
I
believe he does. Didn't you ever see the Replacements with Keanu Reeves? Because he's in that movie.
He's in that movie.
Wow.
And I want to say his twin brother in that movie.
And he's Cuban, which I didn't know.
Oh.
He's actually from Cuba.
Is Faison a Cuban name?
Maybe that's not his real name.
Faison.
Faison.
Why'd you just turn it into an Italian name?
Faison.
Yeah, Faison is yeah, that's Italian.
Not always.
You, when you're like Faison.
And is that French?
No, that's Italian.
No, Faison is Italian.
No, Faison is Italian. Faison.
That's French.
Is Spanish.
His name is Langston, guys.
His real name is Langston.
His name is Langston.
That's black.
But in any event, I was going to be tripped out a little bit if he walked in a room and he resembled my brother, again, who was passed away. He looks just like him. And I'm trying to find a picture, man, so you can see for yourself. It trips me out. And a lot of people have said the exact same thing. But nonetheless, funny dude. So if he in your town, make sure you go check him out. And then, Jay, we were talking about this because I wanted to talk about this a little bit about our parents. Yaya brought it up about your parents back in the day picking up the phone while you're on it, because there was just one house phone, and if you had siblings, you picking up the phone like, I need to use the phone, like, get off the phone, man.
Right.
That took me back completely. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, having your siblings or your mom pick up the phone being in your business, you know,
yep,
because you're on the phone talking late and it's too late. Go to bed. I just remember.
But
that,
were you guys able to tell, though, when they did it, there was always like the phone feed was a little different when someone else picked up that other phone on that line.
I could always tell.
Oh, you can always say, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew when someone else was on the line because
you could hear the click, first of all.
I don't remember why, but I was trying to eavesdrop on a conversation my mom was having, and I picked up the other phone one time. She's like, get off the phone, Justin. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
How'd you
Isn't
know?
Isn't that crazy, though, the fact that it, you know, was like that? You only had one line where the phone call would come in
Think
and go
about
out.
That.
And everybody had to use that.
One line. And there was no, before call waiting, in fact. Mm-hmm. When call waiting came, that was like, oh, man, hold on. Let me
revolutionary.
That little AT&T box.
It was
the
like
little tiny
one
yeah.
phone, one line. And it was like, man, I tried to call, but it was busy.
It was
like,
so nice. Back in the day, I remember when my mom didn't want no one calling the house, she would just unhook the
yes.
just unhook the phone.
Yeah, and it'd be like, oh, peace. You can't do that with these little cellular telephones.
You can put it in airplane mode, but then you feel guilty.
Yeah, I think because we're so accustomed to giving people that access now, it's 24/7. Like, yeah.
That's a great word, access, because it is. You're giving people access to your life with these smartphones to call, tweet you, Instagram you, and any message,
right.
notifications. Okay, so you ain't gonna call me? I'll send you a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna tweet? I'll send it on Instagram. I'll send you a direct message. Like, you can get a hold of you if you
right.
want to. It's access. It is.
And that's the thing that really bothers me with people is like when they don't hit you back right away and you know their phone is in their hand 24/7, you're like, bro, I know you're doing this. Like, what's your deal?
Yeah. Hey, Mike's here.
Hey,
Mike was on our last podcast.
Yes, but hold on. Isn't that a sort of entitlement, though? Why do I have to hit you back right away?
Because
Why
your phone
do I
is in
to?
Your hand and it's kind of
I
important.
Agree with that. Yeah, because I don't think that there's like people who kind of expect like right now, like, why come you ain't respond? Like, I'm doing something right,
right.
now.
like sending a tweet something. About your puppy? Like, come on.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Yeah. No, because there's times where I'll get a text message from someone but my mind is elsewhere.
I don't text you. I just yell upstairs. So
No, I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm just talking about in general where people send a text message. Yes, I can reply, but again, also my mindset is somewhere else right now. I'm not really thinking about that
right
now.
And you do have ADHD, so.
I do. My ADHD is so bad.
So that could be part of it as well. But if you're in the middle of something, like if, you know, I'm in the middle of a good TV show right now.
Or I'm, you know, jerking off watching porn. Like, I ain't got time to respond to you real quick.
That's what you're doing. There's kids listening right now.
No, there's not.
They may be in
and
Denmark.
We put the E for explicit on here, so they know better. That's their parents'
Denmark,
fault.
We got a couple fans out there.
I did notice we do have some international fans when I looked at the demographics.
Really? Is
there
some?
Oh yeah.
Where y'all at?
I don't think Denmark was it, but okay. I'll have to pull them up.
Leave a comment.
If it's London, it might be my people because I have a couple people that follow me on Twitter.
I don't think it was London.
No. Okay.
London. Okay. Spain. Yeah. Maybe out in Spain.
I don't know. Carousel.
Shout out Carousel. Yeah, if y'all listening, the islands, Bahamas, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah.
Dubai.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go to Dubai.
Pakistan.
We can't afford it.
They can't hear us there.
No, they can.
Do they have freedoms to listen to stuff like this?
I don't know.
Yo, this mic cover stinks. I got to take it off.
So. It's your bread, dog.
It's not mine. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one I took from the studio. That's horrible.
What's it smell like?
I can't even say.
Cheese. So the way I got around my mom actually knowing that I was getting phone calls is I would go around the house after she fell asleep, turn off all the ringers, and we had one of those phones that would light up when it would ring.
Oh, you turn the ringers off. I remember that, too.
Yeah, I turn all the ringers off, and then I'd go to my room, and I would have to turn off my ringer, and it would light up, and I had a call.
Wow.
Thug life. What?
My sister? Oh, I remember doing that.
Yeah. You had to.
You
my
never
mom
did that?
Was just so, like, invasive with my privacy. Like, she never let me. And you know what? I have to thank my sister for that because she decided to go ahead and get pregnant at 17.
Shout out to your sister. Getting it on.
Yeah, and that's like, you ruined my life. You ruined my teenage, like, life because I had no freedoms to do anything, go anywhere. I couldn't go out with my friends. If I wanted to go to a completely, like, you know, normal house, like, where the, you know, parents weren't ratchet or anything, I'd have to go through, like, an interrogation session as to what I was doing there, why I wanted to go there all
Your
weekend.
Mom was the FBI?
You don't even understand, bro. Like, she would even call their parents to make sure that's what we were doing. And I was like, Monica, you ruined my whole life. Like, that part is just...
Has your sister paid you some sort of reparations for that?
Nope.
She should.
No, she says that I'm creating a problem where there isn't a problem. I'm like, you got pregnant at 17 and we're Mexican. That's okay. Two strikes right there, bro.
Your dick intake at 17 ruined my teenage years.
Whoa, take it back a little bit.
So the flip side of that coin is being involved in your kid's life so you kind of know what's going on. Because nowadays you have to kind of... embed yourself in their lives. Like, who is that? Where are you going? Why are you going there? Who is this friend? Who is her parents? Because being a pseudo dad to this 14-year-old man, it is stressful, like, every day. Like, who is that person and why did you say this on your comments?
Well, I was just going to say that. Let me start in there. Kids these days are so not slick. We were way slicker back in the day, but
true.
Now they have social media and they're dumb as all hell. They're going to
post
what they're doing exactly. Like, you don't even got to be sneaky. They're just putting it out there for
That's
you.
That's very true. And then people leave in comments about what you're doing or where you're going to go or how I feel about you. And I'm like, yo.
I wasn't slick. If I had a crush on a guy, I would write him letters. And that stuff would get shared all over the place. But I was like, hey, whatever, I don't care.
There's an old school tradition.
But here's
what
the thing.
Write letters?
But your mom couldn't go on an Instagram account and see said letter. You know what I'm saying?
The only time I ever got in trouble in school because of a situation like that was when emails were starting to be the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I forwarded a condom awareness week email. But I forwarded it to like 5 of my friends that were in my class, right? So it's not a big deal. I was all excited. Ooh, we're just an email, right? So 2 days later, I go to that same computer class and I'm walking in there. Mr. Pacheco was like, Martinez, up to the office. I'm like, I didn't do it. He's like, it's not funny, up to the office. I'm like, okay, I did do it. What did I do? And I go up there. My mom is sitting there with the principal. And she's just looking at me. I'm like, hi, mom. She goes, I'm so embarrassed. And I'm like, what did I do? Ends up, one of the girls that got it 2 emails later, not one of my friends, because my friends weren't stupid, she forwarded it to all the teachers, including the fucking principal.
Nice.
And we all got suspended for 2
That's
weeks.
That's what happens.
Six girls got pregnant. My mom called the principal later on that year, like, hey, maybe if they would have read my mija's email, they wouldn't have gotten pregnant. And I'm like, okay. But it was just like slogans like, you can't go wrong when you shield your dong.
Shout out to,
it's true.
Lord. Don't be silly, protect your willy.
Yeah.
That is really true.
What? Yeah. I mean,
shout out to the parents who talk about sex with their kids.
Did you guys get the sex talk?
I never got it.
You guys didn't get the sex talk?
No.
I just learned, man. I have big brothers.
Health class. Thank you.
Brothers. Health class. It was that.
Really?
More so in college, too. But just brothers, you know, who they, you know, they. I saw some things and heard some things. I was like, Yeah, I remember hearing and seeing some things like, yo, that's my brother talking about his girl like that.
I don't even, I didn't even know how my, where my sister came from for, or my niece came from for the longest time. I had no idea where she came. I was like, what? What is this? My mom's just like, nope, I'm not telling you.
You never noticed your sister was pregnant?
I knew she was pregnant because my mom told me she was pregnant. I didn't know what that meant. Like, my mom sat me down in a chair all dramatic and stuff and said, your sister is going to have a baby. I'm like, okay, can I go play now? Like, I'm 10. Like, I don't want to worry about this. Yeah. But then when they started making me change diapers, make bottles, and I'm 11 years old, that was the best birth control that anybody could ever give me. So when I finally did lose my V card, I was terrified. Terrified. And I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going through this right now.
You should be. I mean, when you go through that, you know, that first time is always like, yo, what? This ain't how I read about it or saw it on a movie.
It is.
Right.
Dog, it is fun for guys. I'm going to say that much. It is the worst experience for women. It is fun for guys.
What's fun for guys?
Yeah,
to lose your V card?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if everybody would say that. I don't know.
I don't know, bro. Really? That was pretty damn fun.
It wasn't fun.
Bro, I lasted like 45 seconds. I was so damn excited that first time.
Yeah, it was 19
seconds. I was like a little jackrabbit. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, like, they didn't tell me that was supposed to happen.
All that practice for nothing.
First time was always going to be quick.
All that practice in my hand.
Yes, it didn't do nothing to help. Like Mikey over here, I tell him all the time, like, bro, jerk off at least 3 times before you lose your virginity.
Okay, we just put that out there. Thanks.
Mike, don't care.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Mike.
And that's for all of you that are virgins, actually. Jerk off at least 3 times prior to. Nope, because if you don't, you'll bust in 10 seconds.
That's just so, like.
I know.
So
it's just too much.
It's not too much. This is good advice.
But what was the first time you guys ever watched porn? How old were you?
Oh, shit. Like 12.
I was probably 13.
Whose 14. Was it? Yours?
No, it was my brother's.
Your brother gave it to you?
No, he didn't give it to me. I saw it in his drawer.
No, I'm talking about watching porn, like actual watch video porn.
Yeah.
So you took it.
It was
and
a VHS tape. Yes.
You just threw that in.
Yeah.
Like whatever. Like and were you kind of like, what am I watching?
I would be so slick about it because it would be stopped in the middle, so I'd have to remember that spot to rewind it back to that after
That's
I watched it. So I put it back in the drawer, yeah.
It got so pissed. I got caught.
Oh, by your mom or dad?
My punk-ass brother.
Oh, no. What did he do?
So I left the VHS. I had a VCR in my room, right?
Okay.
And so I'm...
That was just a big deal.
Yes.
I had a VCR in the room.
Yeah, I know.
God, yeah.
Spoiled ass.
So this allowed me to do things like watch porn.
Jesus.
Think about it.
We didn't have that option. There was VCRs one VCR in the living room.
No, VCRs in the room is a gateway to porn. Anyways. Oh. So my brother... goes to watch a movie in my room. Why? I don't know. But takes it out and sees that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goes and tells my mom. The funny part about it was my mom is so pissed. And then she goes to my dad, what should we punish him with? And my dad just had this blank look on his face because my dad kind of knew he had to punish me, but at the same time knew it was fucked up because my dad, I'm sure, has watched hella porn in his life.
Right. Yeah.
So he didn't have a punishment for me. He couldn't. He couldn't come up with one.
Yeah. But it was like.
That's a mom thing.
And how old were you again?
Oh, God. When I got caught, I was like 14 or 15.
14, okay.
You watch some full-blown movies, though.
Oh, yeah, bro. Kobe Ty. I remember who the actress was.
From the front to the back. Oh, that's funny. Excuse the pun.
No, listen. The first time I was actually ever accidentally forced to watch porn was, it was supposed to be like a slumber party or whatever.
Yeah,
and we went to a different girl's house, and this girl was known as that girl in town, right? But she was friends with everybody, so nobody thought anything of it. She starts playing porn, but I noticed before she locked the door. I was like, why are you locking the door? And she was just like, oh, I just want to make sure nobody walks in. And I'm like, on what? She started playing this porn video. All these other girls were laughing, and they were mimicking it. You know where I was? Crawling out through the doggy door. I was I was like,
traumatized.
Did not want to see it. I was that chick.
What's that big veiny thing on the screen?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on. So I'm like, I need to get out of here. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. I was that girl. I hated it. I was like, ugh, gross.
A message to the parents out there with kids, you know, like be careful, like what you have nowadays.
It doesn't matter, dog. It's at their fingertips now.
No, well, nowadays because parental locks on your cable thing, so
but not
on
your phone.
They can't get it. Well, yeah, that's true on your phone. It's
Instagram,
free.
Dog. You've seen half the stuff you
see
on Instagram.
That's
kind of
crazy. That's true. They can look it up.
They can look anything up.
No, I think you can.
We're all doomed.
I don't know, man.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, the after show, episode 4. Thank
you. By the way, shout out to free porn sites.
Shout out to them all.
Even though they got like 90,000 pop-up windows.
That's fine.
You'd be closing them on your phone like, why did it open it up? New window.
When you're single, it's worth it.
It actually is.
What else are we talking about? I had something in mind.
I caught dick cramps again this week.
Who?
Dick cramps.
I thought you said crabs. I was like, you need to talk to your girlfriend about that. Dog.
What is that?
My kidney stones.
Ah, yeah.
Because when you pee, it feels like your whole... thing down there just cramping really bad.
Does, is that what it really feels like?
Oh, it's the worst cramp you'll ever feel in your life in that specific area. It's just, it's debilitating. Go ahead. You have something to say?
Nope, not saying anything.
No, I mean, yeah, I know where you want to go.
where
I'm
do
sorry.
I want to go?
I feel about what it feels like when, it, when you feel when it feels.
What? Bro, don't try to like.
How does it feel?
He's trying to like get on my level right now. I'm doing a really
twang,
bad
twang,
job.
Twang, twang.
But in any case, if you have
kidney stones,
I feel for you because, again, one of our coworkers who's 60 years old told us he had one at 19 and he still remembered what the pain was like.
There's a lot of things that coworker did at the age of 19 that I'm we cannot sure. talk about.
I mean, it was a different world when he was 19, 16, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was.
But he still remember what it was like, so I do feel for you, Jay. I hope you do get that.
Y'all don't act like this when I have period cramps.
Well, because, you know, like it's not debilitating. How about that? Yeah, for no. some, it is.
From you, for that's what you think.
For some. I mean, you come to work. If it's
you know the, what? I, you don't know what I'm taking, though, to deal with it.
Well, you on the crack cocaine, maybe. If that's, is that what it is?
Period.
Not crack.
Period coke.
Period coke. Is that
I'm
what it
saying,
is?
I'm just saying, women deal with it monthly. Sometimes.
I have been around women. Have you ever been around a woman, Jay? I don't know. Maybe you have as a woman.
I am a
that
woman.
That is just, I mean, debilitating. Another woman that where, yeah, it was debilitating.
I had a roommate who couldn't go to work. When
like,
she
it was like, it's like endometriosis. Mm-hmm. It's like the worst right. feeling in the
Which
world.
Yeah,
she literally, she couldn't go to work. She was that, they were
and
that bad.
They always say like, the older you get, like, oh, it's fine. You feel better. No, they get a
bless
million.
You.
Bless you. Dap. They get a million times worse whenever you get older. Like mine have got like stepped up. Like, bitch, you thought it was a game. Like what? It's like a rabid raccoon in there having a picnic. This is horrible.
You're only in your 30s, so guess what? It's probably going to get worse than that.
Yeah, I know.
But after like 45, they're gone.
Yeah, but you got to deal with hot flashes for like 2 years. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and seeing my mom with her face in the freezer. And I'm like, what are you doing? Leticia, go to bed. And I'm like, okay.
No, I remember my dad telling me about it because my mom would have the damn house in the wintertime at sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, it's not a joke. I am not looking forward to that period in my life. Like, can we just sign like a waiver or something that says like, all right, I don't want to have kids. And then we just skip all that. That'd be great.
Good
yeah, I don't think
that.
That's going to happen,
yeah,
but it's worth a shot.
That.
I don't think I'm going to have kids, though. So I don't know. It's kind of like pointless for me to be reminded that I'm not having sex every month. I don't know. It's just me.
Put your business out there. It's all good.
What? I'm not. I'm single, so.
Sugar bear in the morning.
That don't mean you can't have sex.
I'm not hoeing around out here
that
in the streets.
Mean, that doesn't make you a hoe.
This is a very sexual show. I'm sorry about that.
It is every week.
Sexual overtones.
Let's and speaking of smug, we need to talk about Mike.
I was about
to go Mike,
somewhere
you,
with that. But you going? Are you going sexual kid? Because I was about to change it.
No, Mike. Are you dating someone? Because you looked a little bit different. You've had like pep in your step for the past 4 days or so.
No.
Are you talking to someone?
No, I have people trying to set me up though.
Okay, I knew it. I knew there was something different.
My chiropractor is trying to set me up with another one for patients. She's trying to find a way to get around like the whole like you can't.
Shout out to the back crackers.
See,
out there.
I could tell.
Yeah, you
look a little different.
You shouldn't get with a girl that got back problems right off top. You're supposed to give her the back problems.
Really?
Not in Mike's world. Mike actually likes to take him on a couple dates first, okay?
Mike, let's ask a question since we're talking to him.
Get over here, Mike.
We had this conversation. Come on over here. We have this conversation in studio about foods, if they're urban, pristine, or if they're this is kind of funny. So I'm gonna name a food. I want you to tell me, would you consider it like middle class, high class, or bottom
hood,
ghetto hood? Okay, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I'm gonna say mid class because that's what I had for dinner last night.
See, I've been saying that's a mid class meal.
Chicken apple sausage. You got to class it up. With some
Lord,
apple sausage.
No, our roommate made it with bacon last night.
Chicken apple sausage.
Today.
Okay. What was another
spam.
One? Spam. What would you say spam is?
I'm going to go low class on
that's
that
low
one.
Class.
Really?
Bottom of the hood. I grew up with it in the hood.
Bologna.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like below.
That's sorry. Below, below.
Yeah. Come on. Like, my mom used to try to make me eat bologna, and they were never good.
See,
why?
I grew up on bologna sandwiches with ketchup, in fact.
Dog
we
fried
didn't have
bologna.
Bologna and ketchup?
That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. That's
welcome to the hood, Mike.
Well, I got my mom used to get, because we lived up in the snow when I was a kid, so we'd use cereal, and then she'd get the powdered milk, so it would last all winter, and then come like spring, we'd just get the sprinkle the powdered milk on our cereal.
That's so hilarious. That's pretty hood. That's on the edge of hood. Now, I'm glad you brought up cereal.
Okay.
Talk to me. Cornflakes.
I love cornflakes.
Oh, God. Who loves cornflakes?
I had cornflakes this morning with strawberries.
I don't mind cornflakes.
Nobody eats
cornflakes.
You know why? Because Shug takes like 9 years to eat his cereal, so he doesn't want it to get soggy after like 12 minutes.
Mike, cornflakes are the most horrible cereal on the earth. It just makes no sense. It's not low, middle, or high. It's just, It's just stupid. It's just irrelevant.
It's stupid. It's not stupid.
You had it with, did you put sugar on it?
Nope.
You ate milk. Regular old flake of corn.
Yeah.
With strawberries.
With milk. With strawberries.
Dehydrated and strawberries.
And some milk. With dehydrated.
It's the Walmart brand because I'm classy.
Okay. Did you have almond milk or regular milk?
It's called warm cake.
2% skim?
2%.
2%.
Yeah, no.
Bro, I'm sorry. You're in the minority when it comes to this.
Hold on. You can still drink milk?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
God, his stomach hasn't fought back on him yet. Because I don't think any of us at this table can drink milk. We're like lactose intolerant a little bit.
No, I'm not. I mean, I just don't
like
drinking.
I can drink it. It's just not.
Y'all get the
good
soap.
Idea.
You guys get the good.
Like I said, I can drink it. It's just not a great idea.
Yeah, two
not
out of three ain't bad.
I've switched. My girls are switching me over to almond milk. I'm a fan.
Oh, my brother makes your almond milk. So way to go.
He what?
Yeah, he works at the place that makes the almond milk. You know what that is, right? It's just ground up almonds and water.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. With vanilla in it. It's delicious. Yeah. Okay. Is there another food that we can ask him about?
Dino nuggets.
Oh, God.
Oh, I will say this as a kid. That's what my grandma used to bake and cook three square meals a day for the dogs, and I got dino nuggets. She's like, there's some chicken nuggets in the fridge. That's the real story.
That was for you.
I have some grandma stories that were just like you would not believe.
Same grandma that thought all the Nazis weren't exactly innocent when it came to the Jews in the Holocaust?
No, this is the other grandma.
Okay.
The grandma that did think that lived through World War II in Germany. So, I mean, not that it makes it right, but she was there with.
But she kind of had a pass, right?
She has a pass. She doesn't talk about it very much.
Okay.
All right.
Good times.
Mike. Thank you, Mike, for your input. We appreciate that.
Wait, hold on. But we didn't say what class dino nuggets were in.
Oh, I'm going to go with mid-class. Why not?
Middle class? Dino? I didn't grow up with dino nuggets.
Swan Man's nuggets. Those are the ones I had.
Swan?
That's equivalent to dino nuggets.
Okay, then cool.
Nah, we didn't have nuggets in
the house.
You ain't fuck with nuggets?
Swan Man nuggets in the past.
I didn't have no nuggets. No. We had those Totino's pizzas, though. Oh.
Okay, a Totino's pizza is godly. Yeah.
You love those.
Oh, yeah. Jesus put those
on
earth.
I doctored mine up.
Heartburn.
I can see that. Like they're a little greasy, but I put extra cheese on mine and sprinkle some Italian seasoning on them.
Sugar flay in this
hot
sauce.
Yeah.
We should go to Mod Pizza for lunch.
Mm. Pizza sounds good. Mike, thanks for that input. Mike's going to be a part of our podcast, I guess, think every now and then.
When he's here, we're just going to throw him on because he's good.
Yeah, that's our guy.
That works.
All right, well, we appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Make sure you listen to us online, hot1035.com. But here, you can hear us the after show. This is when we talk a little shit.
Yeah, and please rate and leave comments because that helps move us up in the rankings.
Yeah, we kind of need that. And share, right?
Yeah, share it too.
Hit the share button. We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all on the next one, man. Have a great whatever it is you're having. Peace.